Here's a look at your Saturday news on KLEM. Plymouth County District Court officially welcomed its newest judge during an investiture ceremony held Friday afternoon at the Plymouth County Courthouse. Judge Daniel Vakalkas of Sioux City will now take over for the retiring Robert Dole as an associate district judge. Several judges from Northwest Iowa, as well as even Nebraska, were in attendance for the ceremony. Judge Vakalkas and his sister, Molly, and his brother, Brian, both who are attorneys, speak at the program. Both used the opportunity to roast their brother with humorous stories, mainly about their upbringing. They jokingly asked the other district judges if they had made a mistake by naming their brother Daniel as the new associate judge. Daniel Vakalkas took the oath of office, which was administered by Judge Patrick Tott, and Vakalkas' wife Nikki helped don the robe on the new associate judge. Iowa's unemployment rate remained at a national low of 2.4% in December. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the rate did not change as the number of unemployed residents remained at an estimated 40,600. The number of residents with jobs rose slightly to 1,651,300. Iowa's rate compared to the national December rate of 3.9%. Iowa had the nation's lowest unemployment rate ahead of the 2.5% rates of Hawaii and New Hampshire. It is the third straight month that Iowa had a 2.4% rate. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat, is meeting Iowa Democrats on her first foray into the early presidential testing ground and defending her role in bringing down former Senator Al Franken. Gillibrand continues her first trip Saturday to the leadoff caucus state since announcing the formation of an exploratory committee to seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. On Friday, she met with voters in Sioux City, including activists who asked her about her role as the first Democrat to publicly call for Franken's ouster. The Minnesota Democrat resigned amid allegations that he had groped several women. Gillibrand said that she had to stand up for what was right, especially when it's hard. Gillibrand was traveling from western to central Iowa with various stops. An Iowa couple convicted in the starvation death of their 16-year-old adopted daughter will likely spend the rest of their lives in prison. A judge on Friday sentenced 41-year-old Misty Jo Bousman Ray to a life sentence without the possibility of parole and her husband, 43-year-old Mark Ray, to 80 years in prison. They were arrested following the May 2017 death of Sabrina Ray, who weighed only 56 pounds when she had died. Misty Jo Bousman Ray pleaded guilty on January 9th to one count of first-degree kidnapping and two counts of third-degree kidnapping involving two other adopted children who lived at the Perry home. Mark Ray pleaded guilty last month to child endangerment causing death and three counts of third-degree kidnapping. Misty Jo Bousman Ray apologized, saying it's all this was her fault. Well, Lamars may have been fortunate to miss the heavy snowfall that was predicted to occur yesterday. However, many parts of Iowa, and especially north central and northeastern Iowa, were not as fortunate. The Iowa Department of Transportation says that road conditions deteriorated in northern Iowa as a winter storm swept through the Midwest for a second straight weekend. The department says that visibility was below a half a mile in many locations, with snow and winds up to 20 miles an hour hitting areas like Mason City and Clear Lake. Motorists are being warned to use extra caution on roads. The National Weather Service had issued a winter storm warning for Friday afternoon and into Saturday for all of eastern Iowa, and with high winds and snow up to 8 inches in northeastern Iowa. Some cities have declared snow emergencies because of that storm, and some school events were postponed or even canceled. Well, if you've made a New Year's resolution back on December 31st, you may have already abandoned that pledge. Allison Phillips, a psychology professor at Iowa State University, says that our approach to making resolutions usually sets up for failure.
I've seen two different statistics. One is that 80% of resolutions fail by the second week in February. The other's a bit less depressing, and that's 40% of us are still hanging on after 4 months. So either way, long-term efforts at changing our behavior generally fail.
Phillips, who studies behavior change and habit formation, says to focus on how to make changes that will lead to creating a better version of yourself.
And this is important because behaviors that do stick around are those that become part of our self-identity. It's how we see ourselves. They're usually things that we're proud of, that we're good at, and they make us feel like we're competent at something.
She says that zero in on things that you can become good at and that you see yourself doing and take pride in. She also says that those are the kinds of things that people won't give up on.
Habits form as you repeat them in a stable context. Pick a time that's pretty regular that you could do it, and that will help you form a habit more quickly. Also, pick something that you relatively enjoy. You might not like exercise at all, but pick something that you hate the least and that you would be proud of yourself to do.
If better physical fitness is your target, Phillips says it's important to aim for specific goals that focus on behavior and not on certain outcomes, like a number on the scale.
If you prefer bicycling to running, by all means, go for the bike. Even if it's in the gym and stationary bike's not awesome, maybe try a spin class. Until the weather is nicer.
Everyone fails, she says, so plan ahead and rehearse how you will cope when you run into barriers. Also, social support is important. So in addition to having a workout buddy, make sure that your family is on board too, and they'll encourage you as you create new positive habits. That is Look at Your KLEM Saturday Afternoon News.